Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Pinchas, we read from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, to Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 2, verse 3. We're now in a unique part of the Jewish calendar. For most of the year, the HaVtorah corresponds to the weekly Parsha. But from the 17th day of Tammuz, which this year is before Parshas Pinchas, until Parshas Bereishis again, that changes. During this stretch, the Haftorahs don't follow the Parsha, they follow the calendar. Right now, we are in the period of Telsa Deferanusa, the three Haftorahs of tragedy leading up to Tisha B'Av. These are followed by the Shiva Timnachemta, the seven Haftorahs of comfort, and then the Haftorahs of the high holidays. We've already experienced Shavasar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of Tammuz, which began the 3 weeks of mourning. And so now we read the Haftorahs of destruction. It is interesting to note that the three Haftorahs of tragedy come from Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu. The first begins with Divrei Yirmiyahu, the words of Yirmiyahu. The second is Shimu, listen. And the third is Chazon. Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz, the vision of Yeshayahu. Many have pointed out this pattern. First the mouth, then the ears, then the eyes. These three senses frame the weeks of mourning. And they remind us to ask, how do we speak about others? How do we listen to others? How do we look at others? The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash began long before the walls fell. It started with cruelty, gossip, and judgmental eyes. These 3 weeks are not just about history. They are about repairing our spiritual senses, our eyes, our ears, our mouths. This week's Haftorah is the opening chapter of Sefer Yirmiyahu. The first few psukim introduce Yirmiyahu. He is the son of Chilkiyahu, the Kohen Gadol who found the Sefer Torah in the time of Yoshiyahu, sparking a national tshuva movement. And now his son will face the tragic mission. Yirmiyahu will not be the prophet of teshuva. He will be the prophet of Chorban, the destruction. In verse 5, Hashem reveals to Yirmiyahu his destiny. B'terem etzarcha b'beten yedaticha, uv'terem teitze me'rechem hikdashticha. Navi lagoyim nisaticha, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you left the womb, I sanctified you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Rashi says that even Adam HaRishon was shown a vision of Yirmiyahu. The Mefarshim note how unusual this is. Hashem never spoke this way to another Navi. Why? Because Yirmiyahu's mission would be unimaginably painful. He would have to watch the destruction he so desperately tried to prevent. Yirmiyahu responds, terrified, Aha, Hashem Elokim, hine lo yadati daber, kinar anochi. Oh, Hashem, I don't know how to speak. I am just a young lad. But Hashem does not accept this. Al tomar nar anochi, ki al kol asher eshlachacha telech, ve es kol asher atzavcha tidaber. Do not say I am just a lad. Wherever I send you, you will go. Whatever I command you, you will say. Don't be afraid of them. I am with you to protect you. And then Hashem touches Yirmiyahu's mouth and says, Hine nasati divarai beficha. I have placed my words in your mouth. And he tells Yirmiyahu his role. Lintosh v'lintots v'lahavid v'laharos livnos v'lintoa. To uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And then Hashem shows Yirmiyahu an almond branch, a shaked. The almond is the fastest tree to blossom. Hashem says, Hey tafta l'ros, Ki shakeda niel dvarai la so, you have seen well, for I will shakade, I will hasten my words to fulfill them. At first, this sounds like a threat, but the Dubna Magid Rav Yaakov Kranz explains otherwise. Just like a fruit picked too early is easier to digest, so too with punishment. If the punishment comes quickly before the sins fully ripen, it will be less severe, less drawn out, easier to bear. This is not cruelty, it's mercy. Hashem is saying, I will not let the suffering drag on. I will get it over with so that the healing can begin. The rehabilitation will start. In fact, the ultimate goal is not destruction, it is rebuilding. If we look carefully at the pasuk, the words livnos filintoa, to build and to plant, are not just another item on the list. The vav hachibur is missing from livnos. Why? Because this is not just another task, it is the end goal. The process is painful, but the purpose is to rebuild. Now, this would have been a natural place to end the Haftorah, but it doesn't end there. Instead, the next parak begins with words of love. Zacharti lach hesed nu'urayach, ahavas klulosayach, lech techa charay ba'midbar be'eretz lo zerua. I remember the kindness of your youth, the love of your early days, when you followed me into the desert in an unsown land. Even in this Haftorah of destruction, Hashem says, I love you. I still love you. I have not changed. My love has not changed. And here's something fascinating. The Medrash tells us that even though the Torah says, Lo kam navi kemosha, there was never another prophet like Moshe, there was one prophet whose life had striking parallels to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Yirmiyahu. Both of them prophesied for 40 years. Both of them rebuked the people, warning them to change. But think about the contrast. It's almost shocking. Of all the Nevi'im to compare Moshe, we're told to compare him to Yirmiyahu? Moshe is the prophet of Geula, of redemption. Yirmiyahu is the prophet of Galus, of exile. They seem like opposites. But the truth is, when you look closer, you realize that they are actually part of the same story. Both Moshe and Yirmiyahu took the people into a desert. Moshe literally took us out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar, and Yirmiyahu, through his painful prophecy, took us back into the Midbar of exile. But the purpose was never destruction for its own sake. It was always about bringing us home, about planting something new. Just like Moshe led us into the desert in order to build a new nation, Yirmiyahu led us into exile so that we could someday return, so that we could rebuild. And that is perhaps why the Haftorah does not end with punishment. It ends with Hashem saying, Zacharti lach hesenu rayach, I remember the love of your youth when you followed me into the desert. I recently had the privilege of hearing a Nav Danino speak, the mother of Ori Danino, Hashem Yakum Damo, one of the hostages killed in Gaza. She shared that she came to America last year hoping to return with words of thanks to Hashem for her son's safe return. But instead, she returns now and thanks Hashem for the return of her son's body and for the ability she had to bury him in Eretz Yisrael al Admat HaKodesh. And then she said words that brought the entire room to tears. She said, Abba lo ose davar ra la'yiladim shelo. A father does not harm his children. And she said, Ein davar ra sheyotze mishamayim. Nothing bad comes from heaven. And she said that she has come to spread the light of Ori. She talked about how wondrous was the fact that her son, together with the other hostages in the tunnel, without light, without air, without food, with little water, took care of each other, protected each other, and loved each other under the worst conditions and yet unconditionally. And she asked us, we have light, we have food, we have air, can we take care of each other? Can we love each other unconditionally? Her faith, even in this raw pain, was a living commentary on this Haftorah. She is still in the desert. We are all still in the desert, but we believe that this painful road will bring all of Klal Yisrael home. As we move through these 3 weeks, we hold both truths together, the reality of destruction and the promise of rebuilding. And we ask ourselves, in our eyes, in our ears, in our mouths, are we helping to destroy or are we helping to plant and to build? Thank you for learning together.